Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, February 10th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, today we have plenty to talk about with Microsoft and Adobe releasing their monthly patches. So let's get right to it and start with Microsoft. The first one, MS-16.9, was the usual cumulative security update for Internet Explorer. Now in January, the 9 patch was skipped. There was just an 8 and a 10. I would have expected something else for 9, but I guess Microsoft just decided to use this number for the usual Internet Explorer cumulative security update. So MS-16.10, that was an update for the Exchange server from January, and MS-16.11 is our cumulative security update for Microsoft Edge that fixes a total of 6 vulnerabilities. Both of these updates, the Internet Explorer one as well as the Edge one, are considered critical. MS-16.12 is another critical bulletin, and this one fixes a vulnerability in Microsoft's PDF library, so not a part of Adobe's PDF reader, but this is a Windows reader, only affects Windows 8.1 and later. I believe it wasn't really included in earlier versions of Windows, so we rated this one, of course, also critical. MS-16.13 is then another critical vulnerability. It's a remote execution in Windows Journal, so journal files could potentially be exploited here. Something that was patched a number of times before, mostly probably going to affect clients. And then we have an important vulnerability according to Microsoft's rating, and that's a remote code execution in Windows itself. And here it in particular affects again more DLL loading bugs. We rated this critical on the client because clients are particularly vulnerable to this, and it typically only requires a minimum user interaction, but haven't really seen a lot of exploits for these types of vulnerabilities in the past. And then we have the last critical vulnerability, and that's the usual remote code execution in Office. So here we have 6 vulnerabilities being patched, the usual Office vulnerabilities. Nothing here is being exploited yet at this point, but this is certainly something that you may see in the future in exploit kits. The remaining bulletins all address important vulnerabilities, starting with an elevation of privilege vulnerability in WebDAV. That also affects the client, actually, particularly the client part is affected by this WebDAV vulnerability. MS-16.17 is another elevation of privilege in the remote desktop display driver. So if you are running remote desktops, that may be something you're concerned about, that users could escalate privilege. In particular, since they connect remotely, there's always a chance that you deal with compromised users here in the first place. MS-16.18, another well-known set of vulnerabilities, kernel mode drivers, this time only elevation of privileges, no arbitrary code execution. MS-16.19 is a denial of service in the .NET framework. MS-16.20, another denial of service, and this is in the Active Directory Federation service. And a final denial of service vulnerability, MS-16.21, and that's the denial of service vulnerability in the network policy server, the Radius component here, in particular of the network policy server. Last 3 denial of service, I wouldn't really consider them that overly important. Well, they're rated as important. Probably among those, the Active Directory Federation service is the one that's possibly the trickiest one, because you may have to expose that as part of, well, getting that directory federation to work. Now then there's also an MS-1622. We did not list this as part of the Microsoft Patch Tuesday set because it's typically not included by Microsoft in that set, but that is really the Adobe part of Microsoft's update. We had today also Adobe updates, and one of the updates was Adobe Flash Player. Now, Microsoft does include Adobe Flash in Edge, in Internet Explorer 10 and 11. So as a result, Microsoft sort of has a mirror bulletin of what Adobe published, and that's MS-1622. Which gets us straight to Adobe. And Adobe today had actually four different bulletins, a couple of new ones here. First of all, Adobe Photoshop and Bridge. Now, that's a part of the Creative Cloud offering now of Adobe. Has been a while since I've seen a vulnerability being released there, but yes, there are three vulnerabilities that are being addressed by this update. The priority rating is 3, which means a low priority, meaning that exploitation is less likely, but these vulnerabilities could lead to code execution. And then the Adobe Flash Player update, that's the one I just mentioned with Microsoft. This fixes 22 critical vulnerabilities that could lead to code execution, and they are rated as a priority of 1, which means that exploitation is very likely of these. Now, the remaining two bulletins are, first of all, for the Adobe Experience Manager. That's an information disclosure vulnerability. And what this really is all about is Adobe Experience Manager is built on top of Java. And Java had last year this deserialization vulnerability, and that is pretty much addressed here. And then we also have a vulnerability in Adobe Connect. And that again is only rated as important. 3 vulnerabilities are being addressed here that could bypass input validation, or they could spoof content. So where you see content in a different context than you would expect it. Can be used to social engineering, phishing style attacks and the like. The one part here that I'm most concerned about with Adobe Connect is that it also includes a cross-site request forgery vulnerability. So that's probably the one that's most likely going to get exploited here. But then again, Adobe Connect, I don't think is terribly popular. Adobe does give it a priority rating of 1, which actually means that it's quite likely that you will see exploitation. And in particular, with the cross-site request forging, it's typically not that difficult to exploit. The one complication with these Adobe updates is that Photoshop Creative Cloud 2014, and according to a comment from a reader, that is the only one that's affected by this. You will not be offered an update by the updater. You sort of have to manually download it. If you have a later version, Creative Cloud 2015, then you should see the update pop up eventually, and it should offer to install it for you. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.